cease the war. You don't bring all men to cease the war.
Monday evening at a peace church on Manhattan's Upper West Side, activists gathered to launch a call to a nationwide movement for next week, for April 14th. They were joined by people around the country on live stream, the way you can watch proceedings live on the internet. Folks at a church in Ferguson were watching. The hashtag on social media is ShutdownA14. Participants at the Full House were given organizing tools, whistles, palm cards, and a copy of the poster which stood at the side of the podium. It showed black and brown people killed by police. Ezell Ford died at the hands of the LAPD on January 11, 2014. He was pictured. Corey Harris, 17 years old, was killed by Chicago police on 9/11/2009. Jamie Gonzalez, 15 years old, was killed by Texas school police January 4, 2012. Patrick Dorisman, an unarmed 25-year-old, was killed by NYPD on March 16th in the year 2000. Tarika Wilson, at 26 years old, was dead at the hands of Ohio police on January 4th, 2008. Kamani Gray was the unarmed 16-year-old killed by NYPD on March 12th, 2013. Ramarley Graham was pictured on the poster. The unarmed 18-year-old was murdered by the NYPD in his own home on February 2nd, 2012. There were 40 photos in all on a poster labeled Stop Murder by Police.
The bodies pile up in the streets. The tears continue to flow.
Organizer Noche Diaz tells of distressing news from youngsters.
For the youth coming up in this world, what's the message that we're going to send to them? I had a young teenager in high schools in Harlem come up to me and say, looking at this, when they gun me down, I hope my face gets on the poster. I spoke to a 12-year-old, maybe younger, saying, they tell us we're all equal, we have civil rights, but it ain't true. We're still fighting the same thing. 12 years old. And he said, in my lifetime, I don't think I'm going to see anything change.
Folks at the organizing call to action in Manhattan want to make sure this changes. The heart, the soul of the evening, Cornell West.
Somebody's got to raise the question. For over 7 years, young black and brown women and men have been shot down by the police every 28 hours. We got a black president, black attorney general, black cabinet secretary of homeland security. Their fundamental aim is to ensure that citizens are secure and safe in America, but we haven't had one federal prosecution of a policeman for killing all of those folk. Something's wrong. Something deeply wrong.
Calling on the spirit of W.E.B. Du Bois, West says April 14th is a call for integrity, honesty, decency, a sense of virtue, and to not be afraid.
Well, to put it in another way, especially for black folk, we got to become de-niggerized. Because when you niggerize the people, you convince them that they're lives have little or no value. And you niggerize the people. You try to convince them they're less beautiful, they're less moral, they're less intelligent. When you niggerize the people, you keep them so scared and afraid and intimidated that you're walking around laughing when it ain't funny and scratching when it don't itch. Wearing the mask, trying to make it through. Straighten your backs up.
Cornell West told the crowd what needs to be done is pressure on the White House, pressure on the Department of Justice and the state, as well as local governments.
I don't care what color your president is. He has a responsibility to make sure his police are not engaging in trigger-happy policing.
You can learn more about the April 14th call to action by going to stopmassincarceration.net. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.